Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast. We're here with the Purple Monkey Boys.
We're all
hey.
Back.
All back here with the boys.
That's
boys
right.
in the room.
The only ones that matter are
that's
back.
That's true. The ones
boys,
that matter are back.
Boys will be boys.
We apologize for the worst episode yet, although the title didn't lie. That's why
title did not
we
lie.
Had it titled like that.
Was our least successful episode. Surprisingly, even Welcome to the Poop House.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean.
So, really just... Big mass out of the room, kind of can breathe.
I can like see like around myself this time.
It's really strange
yeah.
to be able to move
I know.
Without being submerged
being
in a gluttonous layer of fat.
Just like a Pacific Ocean, you know what I mean?
It's really just disgusting.
Where did he go? Did he eat himself like Pizza the Hut? Was that
yeah,
what happened there?
Something
yeah,
like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
It was a little.
Looks like someone got a little grounded.
Oh.
A little grounded. A little
yeah.
grounded friend.
Yeah,
well,
a bit of a.
What can you do? Hey. Someone else's misfortune is our fortune.
Exactly.
Our
that's
gain.
How it goes.
Well, there you go. I messed up the saying. I don't know what it's supposed to be.
It doesn't matter.
I was going to say it's our gain, but he's the only one gaining.
Yeah.
So.
Big
well,
gainer over there.
Is always gaining.
Actually, he lost. Cause
I think next time he tells a story about that, I'm going to take the liberty of telling it
him
for
off.
Him.
Or just cutting him
or
off.
Or just playing him off after like a minute of him talking.
Okay,
hey,
thank
good
you.
Job, Ryan.
Set.
Okay.
Speaking of applause, we've just hit $2 flat.
That's
$2 flat.
Come on. Here we go.
That's beautiful.
Really
that
just
is...
proud of our accomplishments. So, dollar store, twice.
Yeah,
we can go
two
again.
Runs.
Two trips.
We
well,
can go back to the
plus
dollar
gas,
store.
We might actually lose.
Plus yeah. gas, we, yeah, this is, we're not making money yet.
Okay.
So
but we'll get there. We'll get to a point
we'll
where
we
are making
there.
Money.
Once we can fund a ride to the gas station
that's
to get
more.
Gas, and then... Well, okay,
well,
so we're not even close to even
no.
going
okay.
to the dollar
store. It's
like
$2 store. A gallon, well, at best, unless you get premium.
So,
yeah,
we can almost afford to fill up a car. Well, we need to get a car first.
Oh,
God.
So really, we're just really not making any money.
Well, we'll keep doing it anyway.
We'll,
yeah.
we'll keep
yeah.
going.
We,
hey,
for the fans.
For the boys.
For the boys.
I was going to say we enjoy it, but
no.
nah, not really. I
mean.
Come on. It puts food on the table.
Puts food
well,
on the.
Okay.
$2 food.
It puts $2 on my computer. Two theoretical dollars, mind you.
Yeah.
On the computer screen.
Indeed it does. All right.
Fun times. So, we had something to talk about. The Discord. Discord has been popping off. Very fun.
It's the hot place to be.
Hot place to be. If you're listening and you have a Discord, or if you don't have a Discord and you're just like being a goofy monkey.
Get one. Come on.
Yeah.
The Monkey House. Is the best server on Discord.
It's growing. We have, what, 80-something members?
80-something?
Yeah.
We're rounding 100. We might even have 100 by the time this goes live.
That's pretty insane.
That's a bit optimistic.
Okay. But...
Come on.
So
realistic.
We have a lot of fun times, weekly voice chats with the boys. Us three, maybe Big Chungy.
Well, if we
big
let
chungies.
Him in.
If we let him in.
Depends.
So anyways, in one of said voice chats, we... had a bit of a fun time.
Bit of a little confrontation.
Bit of a fun time.
Yeah.
So our friend Big Monk was in a bad mood, so we decided why not brighten his day by spamming him in chat and telling him to stop spamming and
so,
DMing him. We
I
got,
mean, he asked for it. Come
he
on.
Did ask for it.
He started spamming. We just called him out a lot of times.
Just really just got him. Really just got
it's
him.
True.
Got yeah. his knickers in a knot there.
Just, well.
What knickers?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. None to really grab a hold of.
Come on, this yeah.
So, anyways, if you're interested in joining a monkey house and being a part of some dumb shenanigans nonsense, go to discord.org, search podcast, monkey house will come up top of the list probably or somewhere near the top because
yeah.
we're constantly bumping it. Join in, we'll give you a complimentary monkey on the house for the boys.
You know, that's really the.
Good
it's
brewski.
A good deal.
Quick brewski for the boys.
Indeed.
So.
Brewski.
You had something else you were going to talk about, Wyatt?
Yeah, I was checking on Twitter trending just to see if there's stuff to talk about, and I think we kind of let this one slip by us. The Sonic movie has officially been released.
The Sonic movie. Holy
yeah.
shit, I forgot.
Remember
about
how
did.
Far we've come from the...
How far have we come?
First
it's
trailer.
A long time. It's come far, and I'll just... I know no one else can see it, but we can describe it. There's been a lot of redesigns. In
there
the,
have been a lot of redesigns, too.
They went for like the tummy, and then this one, it's like nothing. And then also with the gloves and everything. It's
so
like
Sonic has been like working out.
Yeah, Sonic's been
juicing it.
Doing everything
that
Big Mike isn't doing. So I have not seen it yet.
Well,
I
actually,
have, but I haven't.
They do have one thing in common.
What?
They like to go fast.
Yeah. Eat fast, run fast. So yeah, I have not seen it yet. I don't know.
I might get a fatty view sesh for the boys.
Quick quick seat.
You know,
grab.
Apparently it's like a return to the old Jim Carrey.
Yeah, well, apparently the only reason he took the role is because he could be crazy.
People have said that he didn't actually carry it, and all the acting was good. Like, it was like Detective Pikachu if all the actors
were
good.
It's getting good reviews. If you look on, like, Rotten Tomatoes,
I think they really saved it.
The critic is, like, 60%.
65, I think.
Yeah.
Well, audience is 94.
The audience is... It'll probably go down to, like, 80,
this
I imagine.
This might be selfish of me, but I really want to know what could have been. If you the internet had not gotten pissed.
I guarantee if they're releasing on Blu-ray, they might do, like, a 30-minute cut where it's just the other Sonic.
Oh my! I would pay for that.
Maybe
I
they
would
should
honestly
have,
rather pay.
If
for
they
that.
Were gonna go with the old Sonic, maybe they should just create a whole different movie where it's the old Sonic and it's like Sonic 2006, where he kisses a human and they like get that on. You know,
maybe they should do something funny where they make all the characters look flawed, like Eggman and all the animated things.
He's like a cracked egg.
They're just like slightly off, or it's like disturbing. That'd be funny.
Not to do
cursed Sonic.
Yeah.
I heard something about an after credit scene. They did introduce a character, a beloved Sonic character at the end.
Oh,
that
like
I don't
a sequel
want to,
bait kind
there's
of deal?
Definitely a sequel bait in this one. So
oh,
who is are you not gonna spoil
it? I will say, is there going to be a Sonic Cinematic Universe coming to us soon?
Kinda getting pumped for it.
Kinda getting
lie.
Pumped. Wait, think about it. Start with Sonic. Then we're going to get the Sega All-Stars, pretty much anyone in that dumb racing game.
They could
game.
Do a Tails spinoff.
They're going to bring Wreck-It Ralph into the mix.
Okay.
And then next thing you know, they got Mario, the whole gang. Kind of crazy.
It's pretty crazy. I'm going to check the box office real quick to see if it actually made any money so far.
I imagine it would.
Yeah, so it's like the Hedgehog.
Although, speaking of box office, Cats
not
is out
Susan
now.
Susan B. Anthony.
Cats has been out.
Cats is like out
oh.
of theaters now.
Oh, it's out of theaters.
And the budget was $95 million, and the total U.S. return was, I think, $27
million. Holy fuck.
Yeah, so they really...
Wait a minute.
They got chunched on
hold
that
on.
One.
Hold on, I'm searching something really quick.
Okay, Sonic the Hedgehog. Let's first check the actual budget for Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wait. Budget for G-Force was $150 million. So they spent more on G-Force than they did on Cats.
Well, it shows. The CGI in G-Force, which is...
CGI in G-Force is better.
Yeah, and that's a
movie
about...
came out in 2009.
Is that
about
the one about the head... Like
the guinea pigs that are secret agents.
Oh, God.
It's awesome.
Wally film. Who's in that one?
There were a lot of big actors in it, actually.
Yeah.
G-Force?
Yeah.
Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, yeah.
Zach Galifianakis. He was, like, the secret agent.
Yeah.
G-Force,
so,
more like, gee, he's fat.
So the budget for Sonic the Hedgehog was $95 million, and so far the opening weekend has made $65 million. So pretty good.
Yeah,
it is pretty good.
They'll definitely
break already made more than Cats.
Sonic, yeah. Sonic beating Endgame? Movie of all time?
Come on, make it happen.
What if Sonic builds it up to be like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and they build up to a Sonic Endgame?
That would be epic.
You heard it here first. Ladies and gentlemen,
that would be
when
movie
it happens.
Producers, you can contact us through the
Discord. Do you know how long Sonic the Hedgehog is? It's an hour and 40 minutes of pure bliss.
Pure bliss.
So it's 100 minutes.
Let's see what's funny here. Good. It is.
I mean,
bliss.
that's a decent length for animated. Like,
yeah.
that's expected.
Like, I'm just happy a video game movie is actually getting good reviews.
I think one of the
first one, yeah.
Yeah, think one, about it.
Has there been a good... Well, that Witcher show is kind of... blowing up on Netflix, isn't
it? I know.
It
didn't get a lot of like good critic ratings, but I know a lot of people are watching it.
I think if
it.
People like the franchise, they
the
seem
video,
to like
the video
this.
Game. You've watched it?
I haven't watched
oh, you
it.
You haven't?
I've
watching it. Henry Cavill nude scene. Mm.
You know, I was kind of iffy on the choices they made for the women, you know?
Yeah,
but,
I didn't even...
But I looked up the scenes, and
okay,
it's
you
okay.
Did your research, and
I
you
did
approved.
It, you know,
approved.
Did my due diligence.
I've never played a Witcher game.
I've played a little bit of the third one. I couldn't really
yeah,
get
I
into
played
it.
Some Wild Hunt, but very little. I don't own it.
Yeah, I didn't own it either.
Yeah, might check it out.
Some new games coming out soon, though, for the
I
boys.
Know. A couple weeks, we have Doom Eternal.
And
drama.
Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Animal Crossing.
On the same day.
It's really where your wheelhouse is. Animal
really?
Crossing.
Which one are you going to play?
Well,
Doom? Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing.
I'm going to play the game where you can shoot demons from hell. So Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing, right.
Play a game where you build a nice house and manage your little town.
Oh, you mean
Doom?
Doom
Eternal.
Doom Eternal, right.
I feel like you can make an argument for both those games with both those characteristics. There's like definitely arguments for that.
I mean, would there be?
I don't know. I think it could be funny.
Those are the first games coming out in a while. It's been kind of a dry spell.
It's been dry for a while. I think probably since the November while the games come out. We've been
There's been a lot of rumors lately. Not been a lot of games coming out, but like PS5 and stuff.
Yeah, I've had a lot of game time either. I know. Oh yeah, well, PS5 and Xbox, whatever. Two.
Xbox.
I don't know what it's gonna be, but you saw it looks like the absolute refrigerator of.
Isn't it the game. Series X?
Oh yeah, just destroy the mic. Crap. Destroy the mic.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Do that to our viewers. Go ahead, rip up the tape.
Okay, to fix Theo's mic.
This is good now. Okay, thank you.
Better now though.
Okay,
now
you can since you kind of just interrupted the whole discussion, you can kind of start a new one. Any other topics you wanted to bring up?
Well, I was thinking about. I forgot what I was thinking about. What were you saying before?
No, we forgot you interrupted it.
Oh, we forgot I interrupted it. Okay, yeah. That's great. I was talking about the Xbox X. You guys were at least
Xbox X.
Xbox the, box.
It's definitely not the, called the Xbox.
The Xbox XXX. X,
the
oh,
Xbox 3.
Maybe,
then I'd buy it.
Yeah, I took that one out.
XXXbox.
Did you know that the Xbox One has a... What are those things called where you just write the letters out and then it goes down? It's called like an anagram or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's spelled out Xbox. And if you write Xbox, it's the dumbest logo ever. I don't
know.
Really
dumb.
Xbox One is just...
Where am I going to keep this refrigerator of a console?
I honestly, based on just how the size of it and stuff, I might just buy a PS5.
I don't even think
unless
I care
PS5 is like,
you see PS5 like
you thought that one was big. You thought that was a skyscraper. Well, Sears Tower. Let's go
buy the house.
Yeah.
Someone sees the PS5. It's like that scene from A New Hope. Is that a moon?
No.
That's no
hands out. You see the PlayStation
that's
logo
no moon.
Where the blaster would be.
I know the PlayStation. We'll see. I'm excited either way. I think it'll be cool to see. Well, I know that there was a lot of huge... I mean, from the Xbox to the 360, it was huge. From the 360 to Xbox One, it was a little less.
But the thing is...
And now they're releasing consoles. Microsoft's releasing something every year now. So it's like, you kind of lost its charm.
Yeah.
I think that's why Nintendo has the right idea, to be honest.
Yeah.
They will release like half steps, but the half steps make sense. Like the Switch and the Switch Lite, it's like, okay, you get more battery time if you want to be completely handheld.
Yeah.
And there are rumors that they're going to release a full console one that's going to be like 4K, 60 frames per second.
Yeah.
Kind of cool for the boys.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I think
it's kind of overusing the for the boys. But
that'll be a running theme.
You can kind of say it. It's a funny joke. Nelk? Nelk makes some funny videos.
Yeah, Nelk makes some videos for the boys. You know,
for the boys.
For the boys.
I guess I kind of copied it off them, but it's all right.
Well, we'll get sued now.
Lose our $2.
I think they've been sued so many times.
They had a... prison date, didn't they?
I know.
Oh wait, no, that was Racker Racka had a court date.
Racker Racka was the YouTube channel, in case you don't know. They're two Australian brothers who make a bunch of gore videos, and they've kind of been kicked off of YouTube. They're really
not
funny.
Not real gore.
It's like,
gore.
No,
it's like good
funny.
Practical effects. Like
yeah,
funny.
Really cool. And YouTube's kind of chunching them.
YouTube chunches everybody now.
Yeah. YouTube likes to be a little chunch monger.
But they basically drove through the streets with a car full of water. Like it was like a swim tank. It was so funny.
Did they waterproof it?
Like, no, it was just like water leaking.
They just filled
God.
A car with water. Yeah. Gallons and gallons.
Water.
Okay.
And they're just driving in it with like snorkeling gear.
That's so cool. Funny though. It was hilarious. But,
so funny.
So they got a ticket? It's funny. Did they get pulled over?
Speaking of tickets.
we can't
disclose anything.
So just someone we know got a ticket. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
cool. So they filled the car with water. I don't think they got pulled over, did they?
I don't think they got pulled over. I think that because it was people were filming it, it was on YouTube.
Oh,
and
totally.
The news started covering
it. I mean, is there any law explicitly stating that you can't fill your car with water and drive?
I'm sure
it's
reckless
like
driving.
Something.
It was reckless
driving.
Yeah, probably.
I'm surprised that it doesn't like destroy the car.
I think it was specially made so that
they had someone
do it.
They had someone
shot.
Custom.
Yeah.
That's actually like really cool that they put that much effort into it.
They put a lot of effort. Some videos they said cost upwards of $100,000 to make.
Upwards of $100,000.
Because
they don't make that much.
I know. They sell,
well,
most of the time,
actually,
they're losing money on their videos.
If they're getting millions of views and have a sponsorship, they're coming close to breaking even, but they're probably losing a little on some of them.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're making ends meet if they're still making these.
Yeah, I know. They are. They have a second channel called Left Unread. You should go check it out. It's pretty funny.
Oh, really? Yeah, sure.
We should get a sponsorship from them.
Hopefully.
Maybe so boost our $2.
We are coming close to that 15-minute mark, so we're just going to see you after the ad. We might re-record it. You might just get another help into the last one.
Don't worry about it.
See you in a sec, though. Hey, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your little ad break. Hope you had fun.
It's a good one.
We sure did.
We had a lot of fun.
So, anyways, we have a couple birthday requests.
Happy birthday.
I guess we'll do birthdays. Birthday. That's fine. So we have birthday to...
these are people on our Discord, by the way.
People on our Discord. If you want a birthday shout-out, you have to join the Discord, monkeyhousedisport.org, search podcast, join up.
Just mention it, and depending on tell who you are, we may or may not, you know, go through with it.
It's true.
But if you're an active member, we will happily give you a birthday shout-out. So first we have Timmy McTim.
Happy birthday.
And now we got Sully.
Sully.
Happy birthday, Sully.
Sully.
Dude, like Monsters, Inc.?
Mike Wazowski.
Celebrity. Wazowski. We have a celebrity.
Celebrity guest star.
Speaking of celebrities.
Let me make sure we get her name right, like we always do in the description. Caroline Fleck, former Love Island presenter, has died.
Suicide.
Who?
Caroline Fleck, former Love Island presenter.
Oh, of
Love
course.
Island.
Everyone knows.
The British Bachelor show.
So I guess
deal.
We're doing a celebrity death segment.
Every week there's someone who dies. It was Kirk Douglas and then Mr. Peanut.
Hey, it's the only reliable segment we have.
The only segment that is ever lasting.
It's ever consistent in our mind. Someone will die. That's actually pretty to say that someone's died every week since we started this podcast.
It's because of
good
us.
Luck.
We're just really
They
good
listen
luck.
To the podcast and they're like, oh, God, what's the point?
Well, either way.
They didn't like episode
so
four.
She died by
suicide. I have no idea.
She flacked herself. Okay.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Just happened 8 minutes ago.
I had to do
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's not as bad as when we were talking about Kobe Bryant. That was like
family's like
he died like
popped up as we were recording
4 hours before we started talking about it. We're just making jokes.
Family's heartbroken. Stop the trolling. Stop the online abuse. The hate. The death threats.
Jesus.
Just stop. Life's short enough as it is. Don't contribute to someone else's life being even shorter. So essentially, we just did all those things in that one little segment.
You know why she's probably her family's getting death threats?
Because
she hosted Love Island.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone hates that show.
Jesus.
Unless you're Cody Ko.
Oh,
okay, Cody Ko likes it.
Yeah, Cody Ko likes it, so give him that.
I mean, if Cody Ko likes it, then...
Well, for the boys.
I guess I take it back.
Yeah, everything we said, just...
Disregard it.
Speaking of celebrities, the Oscars.
The Oscars.
The Oscars.
They were here.
And
Parasite won first foreign film to win Best Picture.
Sorry,
Bong Joon.
I have not seen it. Apparently, it's a good movie. But
I didn't watch the.
It's all
Quentin Tarantino and Martin Scorsese got chunched.
They did.
Their movies won.
Oh, Irishman won nothing.
Quentin Tarantino
at the
Oscars.
The Oscars hate Quentin Tarantino. The only thing he ever won, I think he won like screenplay for Pulp Fiction.
That's
like,
dumb.
Once.
His movies are awesome.
Well,
this new one was so cool.
It was very cool. We saw that one.
The movie itself won a few.
Yeah,
but
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won Best
Brad Pitt
Set
won.
Design, and Brad Pitt won Best Supporting
yeah,
Actor.
Yeah, he finally won an actor Oscar.
That's
so
pretty
that's
cool.
good.
That's nice. Wait, he hadn't won an actor Oscar?
No, he won one for producing, I believe. But I forget which movie it was.
I don't know what it was.
He's awesome. What
he's
you,
very
yeah, good. Well, he finally got one.
And good. Then we have the, I guess correctly, the Best Actor and Actress. Actress is Renee Zellweger,
who
played
looks
Judy.
Awful.
Who just looks awful.
She,
I have no
oh
idea
my.
How old she is, but she's had a lot of work.
Whatever age she is, it's just add 20, and that's what she looks like.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Exactly. And then, obviously, Best Actor we all knew was going to be Joaquin Phoenix.
It was a good movie.
I didn't see Joker.
Joker was amazing.
But it's very divisive. You
yeah,
know?
It's a really good movie.
It's interesting because he's an unreliable narrator in the movie. Uh-huh. Like, you don't actually have any idea what really happened.
No, even after it's over, like, it's... Keeps you pondering.
Anyways, the speech was a little rambly.
Yeah.
They really just wouldn't play. They played him off in the Golden Globes.
I think they were just going to let him do the. It was so preachy. Like every year they do this.
Oh,
they're like, okay, so for the Best Actor category, we are going to be picking a woman this time. Like, okay.
Sure. I like how.
You know why no black directors are nominated? Because none of them directed a good enough movie.
Exactly. Stop saying, oh, we need more women and black people. How about you step up and make a good movie?
Exactly.
How about that?
That's all
Come
it
on.
Boils down to. No one's being prejudiced at this point.
No, but what I was going to say is, I like how Joaquin Phoenix was making this, you know, grandiose statement. And they didn't play him off, but the old lady from Parasite, she was like, I'd like to thank everybody. And they were like, okay, play the music. Get her off.
Well, because they're not getting lit. They're not getting views if they're not being controversial.
Yeah.
You gotta
shelve the old lady.
Every year, the Oscars continuously goes down in viewership. I think it was only like 6 million
It lost 6 million,
well,
yeah.
I think what you said is fair, but I think the way you said it made it come off wrong. I think
what?
People should not be nominated for making good things.
That's what I said.
But you just made it sound weird. Yeah, they need to start making movies good. No one gets pissed off because a movie is made with like a girl cast. People are pissed off because it's ripping off of an idea.
You know, I mean, it's already just look at Parasite. Not a lot of Korean directors or anyone was getting Oscars, and now they made a good movie.
And it's
I haven't seen it, but I hear it's very good. But
yeah, it had nothing to do with that it was a foreign film. It was just a good movie.
It just happened to be a foreign film.
That's
exactly. Good.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
It should be, like, equal. Not like, oh, this has to be diverse.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to force everything now. But
whatever.
So that was interesting. I don't know. What else do we have to talk about? I thought we had, like, three more
things. Well, speaking of celebrities, back to the halftime show segment. I think we can talk about this every time.
Well, we have a bit of a story now.
We do. Do you want us to tell it?
Theo, have you talked a lot this episode?
No, I'll tell it. So, you know, we're all in Spanish class together.
Okay, we can hurry up the story. We don't have to,
We're all in Spanish class together, and basically we asked our Spanish teacher to play the halftime show.
And she willingly went along.
And she willingly went
along. Whole class loved it.
Keep in mind, this is the same teacher that played Revenge of the Sith for us in class as well, the entire movie.
Yeah.
So that just kind of shows you what our Spanish teacher's like. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this.
Yeah.
Ay, caramba, they're going to get me fired.
Jesus. Actually, she got really mad last time because someone ratted her out for being late back to class. And that
she was acting like a mob boss, honestly. She was like, you do not talk about my affairs. You
CO2
know?
Eliminado.
You ratted me out.
So, I parte del cartel, see?
She's definitely part of something.
Hell yeah.
Well, either way, we played it in class. All and the boys got a good kick out of it.
Let's just say no work was getting done.
Well, except...
Silent work time. Well, I'll tell you why it was silent.
The only sound you really heard was...
Wow, that was a great
segment.
So,
Purple Monkey Podcast. We're all just enjoying it here.
We are. Indeed.
Really, you can tell what our viewership is.
The highest caliber of
highest
people.
Caliber IQ.
Yeah.
The IQ level of our viewers is about how many viewers we have.
I think it's Forrest Gump.
83. Forrest Gump. 83. Need to have a... You have at least Forrest Gump level IQ to enjoy this
Purple
podcast.
Monkey Podcast. Jenny.
Look what I found.
Oh, Thomasine.
Thomasine.
Save the family.
Wait, that's from the movie
The Witch.
The Witch. If you haven't seen it, it's a horror movie that we kind of just made fun of through the whole thing.
Apparently it's like really like artful and like really good. We kind of just overlooked that.
We kind of just made cock jokes the whole movie.
It's one of those movies where the trailers made it look like, oh, it's like a witch, like a slasher type movie.
I don't know. It had such a strange,
it was like a slow burn
ending.
I honestly think it would have helped if it was a little bit more modern, maybe. I don't know. It felt too disconnected.
I thought it was so cool.
Why? Because it was like set so like far back.
I don't know. I don't like any of the old ones.
Any
if it could be tangible and it could actually happen.
Any movie that has like smartphones just instantly makes me.
No, smartphones.
If it was set any sooner, would you have someone named Thomasine? Come on. There's a trade-off there.
All right, fine. You won this one.
Save the family.
Speaking of smartphones, you know the Texas Chainsaw series?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's one sequel that apparently is like set in the 90s, but there's a cop who uses a smartphone.
That's...
It's like a goof.
Oh. It's funny.
Yeah, quite funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the one with Alexandra Daddario.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that one.
So I did see one scene from that one. I did check out one scene. Not in theaters, unfortunately.
No, it was not on a different screen.
Yeah. I mean...
From a smaller one.
YouTube. Not YouTube.
Not YouTube at all. Safari, private, incognito tab.
Speaking of incognito tab, Steam had a little oopsie.
Who?
Steam.
Oh.
Oh.
They kind of... So we heard from someone on our server that Steam was allowing people to use the internet browser, and of course, internet browser people will
exploit
the internet
different reasons.
So
than gaming.
Someone on our server was very excited that they could use our
sending
Steam
screenshots.
Just so many screenshots of his ventures.
Oh god,
a lot of ventures. He has an account too on the particular.
On the website.
If you look, he's got...
Oh, he isn't.
He's logged in.
That's ballsy, honestly.
It's funny.
Commend him. So it looks like we are hitting about that time. Oh, just, you know, Steam did fix this.
They did.
They got rid of it.
Sorry, guys. You're just going to have to use...
You're just going to have to use
site, like
Safari, Chrome. Figure it out. Come on.
Firefox, or should I say Firecox?
Okay. Okay.
Sorry, had to throw it in there.
Or you wanna check out Purple Monkey Productions.
We had the Purple Monkey Podcast, and then we also have... We have Purple Monkey Podcast, and we also run Purple Monkey Productions on the side. You can go look that up. It's a little XXX
edition. It's fake.
It doesn't
exist.
All right.
Not yet.
Not yet, it doesn't.
Good.
Okay, now we actually are out of time. So, hope you enjoyed the podcast. Remember, discord.org, search podcasts in the tag search.
Constantly bumping it.
Monkey House. It's a picture of a purple monkey. Join up, enjoy it with the boys. We forgot to introduce ourselves this episode.
We'll just close out with an introduction.
Close out with the introductions. I'm
We're really revolutionary in that way.
We are. Yabelson.
I'm Ted. I'll just say that.
And I'm Fat Boy.
Okay. Hope you enjoyed. Peace out. And enjoy the next episode.